This is the Sedona Method. My focus is Paul. I'm Christoph. I'm a certified coach. I ask instructors and certified coaches to do his support calls, and he will do some from time to time. So, and I hope everybody is fine. Let's start with a group release. So, in this moment, could you just simply allow yourself to just get comfortable wherever you're sitting or lying down or standing around? Apparently. And then could you just simply welcome something from your day or from your life that brings up the energy of wanting to change? And then could you just simply welcome whatever pictures, sounds, or sensations that brings up inside? It be one point. Allowed. See. Just for now. And then could you welcome, or could there be a noticing of any underlying wanting? Any wanting, control, approval, security, separation, or wanting oneness that may be attached to that. And could be more than one wanting. And however that looks like, or was a second ago, inherently, could you also notice, or could there be a noticing of any sense of it being personal about you or who you are? Any sense that it says something about you or who you are? And then just to know as much as it is possible, would you just let go of wanting to do that again, or wanting to change it, or wanting it to be different, just of wanting? And then, at least for now, could you just allow it to be as it was? Could there just be an allowing or allowance for it to be as it is or was? And isn't that just a memory? Is actually here now. And let's do this process again. Check to see if there's anything in your life or from your day that you're wanting to change. And usually, we don't need to seek that much. Most of us have a list of things. So, could there be a welcoming or whatever that stirs up inside, whatever that brings up inside? Could you welcome as best as you can? Just allow it to be here. Notice it. And then remember, how noticing already is releasing. And check to see if there's any resistance to that. Any you want to go down or agree, like or dislike it, judge it. Any emotion that might be attached to that. Like anger, for an instance. Fear. Right. You notice which wanting this is coming from. You don't have to decipher that by name. You can just notice the energy. And if you can decipher any wanting control, approval, security, separation, oneness, that's fine too. It doesn't matter if or not. And if there is any remaining sense of it being personal, could that be noticed loud? Did you just simply welcome that? And could you just notice, or could there be a noticing that that is just happening? I'm asking you, just an invitation to let go. And then you just let go all the way. No, just one more. You just simply welcome if there's anything from your day or from your life or from your memory that has the energy of wanting to change. I mean, of wanting to change. And then could you just simply work on whatever that stirs up inside? Could be thoughts, could be a feeling, could be both of it or none. And then notice any wanting to do something with, about, or against this. Could you welcome any wanting to do something about this? And notice too, any underlying wanting, any wanting control, approval, security, separation, oneness, any wanting to figure it out, any wanting to figure it out, and even more wanting to figure it out. And inherently, any sense that this is personal about you or who you are. Would you become the sense of it being personal about you or who you are? And just for now, could that be released? Could you let it go? Could you give it permission or allowance, or just simply allow it to be as it was? Even if you don't like it. And could you just simply be? And would you just simply watch things happening? Hear things unfolding? Feel what's happening emotionally. All right, everybody. So I open the floor to questions, sharing, and assistance. There's already one hand. Let's see if I can unmute. Allowance to speak up for Carter. Is that your first name?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, it's very quiet, but I can hear you.
Yes, my name is Parin. And I need some help with release. So I'm going through a divorce, and so I have sent all the things through my lawyer, but the other lawyer is taking a long time, and keeps getting delayed and delayed and delayed.
Yes.
So I want to feel complete and want to release on this because I want to finish it faster and in
Yes.
a more favorable manner. So yeah, I need help with that.
So, could you welcome, or you wanting it to be faster or done, or to do something with the lawyer so he may be quicker?
Yes.
And is there any underlying wanting after that? Any wanting control, approval, security, or wanting separation on this? Or any of the emotions like anger or fear or pride?
Yes, wanting control.
And did you want that for a second as much as you do, or as much as there is? Could there be as much wanting control as there is in this moment?
Yes.
And then could you allow it to appear as personal as it does? I am the one with that wanting or with that story. Issue.
Yes.
Then what if it just isn't ready? If the flow isn't ready for the next step there? What does that bring up inside of you? Is there any kind of an impatience or any wanting it to go away? Okay.
Yeah, your voice is actually cannot hear a few words. It's coming very low. So I couldn't hear the first part that you said here.
You repeat it. It's very good.
Yeah, I think your voice is cracking.
You cannot hear me well.
It's still not clear.
Can you hear the words that I'm saying?
Yes, now and yeah, a little better.
Moving closer to the microphone. Did you catch what I just said before?
No, can you please repeat?
Did I repeat? Yes, I do. So what if the flow is not ready for change? If it takes a little longer, how does that feel? Is that okay, or does it stir something in? Some quirky energy, for an instance.
Yeah, wanting to just be done with it. Control, maybe.
Then could there just be a holding loop you wanting to be done with it for a second?
Yes.
Would you hold on to that for a second? Yes. How does it feel now? How do you feel now?
Yeah, I want to. I feel a little peaceful inside.
And take to
Yeah,
see
but.
if peace is actually separate from you. It is a little covered over of influence is a little bit inside peace. What's the no feeling?
Yeah, for a while my breathing almost stopped. So I wanted to like to almost stop everything.
What is an it could be possible that you could do about the issue?
Yeah, sorry, couldn't hear the last part.
What is an action that is doing if you could do about the issue?
If I'm getting correctly, what would it feel like if I get rid of the issue?
What is an thing that you could do about the issue, a positive action, or even a
Oh, okay.
negative one? What was the
Oh,
one?
okay. Yeah, nothing, just I'm in the, I cannot do anything. Just I'm in a waiting mode for the other lawyer to respond, which I have no control over. And then we cannot force them in any way unless just keep reminding them, which I'm already doing through my lawyer.
Missing, isn't it? The next thing that you're already doing. I mean, nothing against reminding lawyer.
Yeah, we already sent a couple of reminders and just waiting now.
And how does it feel? What's the now feeling? Oh, what's here now?
Right now, I feel very calm.
Is that any different than peace? Would we label peace or as peace?
Yeah, right now, my system is kind of slowing down.
And it's a little long. It's my order.
Yes.
And could you just simply allow yourself to rest? Just be. That's okay for now.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Let's see the next person. It's the Michael. Can you?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Please.
Okay. Yeah, I had a little trouble hearing you too, like the person before. So we'll see how this goes. But anyway,
We tried a
let's
lot of
see.
different things. What we're doing with Sean, we make a phone set up, but maybe we need to figure out what's going on actually. Maybe something
Yeah, yeah.
different than we just thought.
Before you started taking participants, I could hear you perfectly fine. It was so it was after that that it started to be a lot harder.
Okay. Yes, that's what I was doing as well as streaming.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think I made that out all. I guess I could just ask my question and then you could respond and hopefully we'll end up on the recording. But yeah, I'm wondering how to be free of negative beliefs, because I've got some negative beliefs that have to be at play in my life because I'm just self-sabotaging so frequently. And that's so I've got negative beliefs about needing to be punished, needing to suffer, needing to pay for my past mistakes or whatever. And yeah, how do you delete those or release them?
Yes. So there are some things you can do. You can pick one of those beliefs and see what's an advantage or a disadvantage about it. What do I like about it or dislike about it? And then see what that brings up. And then let go of any wanting, any underlying wanting, any wanting to do something about it, or notice any emotion that's being stirred up with that. And let that go and let go in the sense of it being personal. You do triple awakening. And then you sit back and forth between what do I like, what do I dislike, or what's an advantage, or what's a disadvantage, what's pros and cons about it. And then you could release until you're done. Sometimes that can take a while, and sometimes that's relatively quick. You notice as you feel better or as you get insights, which is often a positive side effect of releasing, the insights. Or you see the next action to do, which can be related to the topic or something different from your life. So, but how's it right now, Michael? How do you feel right now?
I feel okay. I feel great. There's a desire
That's
to.
the information that you need how to deal with God, right?
What's that?
Then it's just the information about what the release on that you needed, probably.
Can you repeat that one more time?
What's that?
Yeah, I think I can hear you better now.
Yeah, can you make it now?
No, I think you should probably take the next caller. I'm not able to hear you easily enough to proceed.
That's fine. Let's see. So, by the way, we only have 45 minutes call today. We end on 45, not a full hour, because there's another call going on. So we have quarter of an hour to go. If we can understand it. So, Oriana.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me too?
For now, yes. I could hear you, but I also have sometimes issues with hearing you too. So I would like to request assistance for releasing difficulties in my relationship and the related feelings.
Oh. It's the first thing that comes to mind from that issue. You don't have to share, but you can feel free to do so, but you don't have to. You can just be in touch with it.
Well, it's the relationship is kind of stagnating instead of developing further. And
Certainly wanting to change that.
yes.
Which wanting is this coming from? Is there an underlying wanting for control, approval, security, separation, oneness?
Oneness. Wanting for oneness. Yeah.
And could you want that as much as you do?
Would I want it as much as I do? Yes.
And could you notice what person that she is?
Sorry, can you repeat that one?
Could you notice any identification with that, how personal that feels?
Yes. It feels very personal.
And could you just open a very tiny little bit to it being a little bit more impersonal than it appeared to be.
I don't feel it like this. Unfortunately.
And what would be the opposite for you of the sickness appearance?
Low and ease in my relationship.
And is there any wanting to be one with that? Any wanting to get closer to him?
Yes.
You know, this all that appears to be about you or who you are.
I feel it's about me, yes.
And what's beyond all that? What's empty?
Mm. I would say my life.
Any wanting security upset if it's to that? Or another wanting?
Yes.
And could you notice how wanting security feels even personal and human being?
Sorry, what did you say? How wanting security feels?
How wanting security feels in the moment. And how personal that appears.
Very personal.
And just for now, as best you can, could you let go of wanting security? Could it be released?
Yes.
And how does it feel now?
Temporary.
What was it?
Temporary. It doesn't feel sustainable.
Anyone even think that too?
Can you repeat?
I'm wanting to change that.
Yes.
And which wanting is this coming from? Is there any wanting control, approval, security, submission, oneness?
Security and control.
And then could you notice what personal that appears to be?
Very personal.
You notice if there's any wanting to do something with or about it or against it?
Yes.
To fix, change, release, get rid of it.
Yes, I want to change it. I want to change it, yeah.
Could you let go wanting to change it just a little?
I can't. No.
Know that now.
I can try.
Does that not help?
Sorry.
I don't know.
I still didn't hear, so sorry.
Is that allowed? Has that your permission?
Yes.
Not deeper than that. What's it now?
Sorry?
What was the word? What did you say?
I nothing.
Okay. It okay for now?
Yeah.
Do you know about the cleanup procedure?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know about the Sedona Method workbook? Not workbook, the Sedona Method book.
Yes.
It's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
There's a section with the cleanup procedure which you can use on people.
Okay.
Also, other persons, places, and things, but or issues, but maybe you can do it on your boyfriend, or maybe somebody can help you with that through that. If it
Okay.
feels needy, if it feels right in the moment.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Okay, Boriana.
Okay,
Thank you.
thank you.
So there is one more hand, which seems to be Zach or Zach. Let's allow him to speak or her. Can you speak up? Zach? There you go. It's already unmuted. So can you say something? I don't hear you. Okay. I can't hear the person. That has been something quiet. Zach, can you speak up? No, Zach, how it is pronounced? No sounds. Okay. So let's then, if there's nobody else, do a little cleanup procedure about people. So, did this person try to control you, or did it feel that way? If so, could you let go wanting to control them? If you try to control that person, or did it feel that way? If so, could you let go wanting to control them? And could you just simply grant them the right to be as they are? And notice this is just a decision for nothing moving. And did you dislike or disapprove of anything in that person, or did it feel that way? If so, would you let go wanting to dislike or disapprove of them? that you dislike or disapprove of anything in that person. And did that person dislike or disapprove of anything in you? If thou, could you let thou wanting their approval? And could there only be a feeling of love or acceptance for them? Then could this be only a decision for nothing or no one only? And did this person challenge, oppose, or threaten of anything in you, or did it somehow feel that way? If so, could you let go of wanting to challenge, oppose, or threaten them? Did you appear to challenge, oppose, or threaten the person, or did it feel that way? So, could you let go wanting security with them? And then could there only be a feeling of well-being, self-interest of them? And remember, could this be only a decision for nothing but no one only? Did this person appear to reject that offer in any way, try to be separate or one with you, or did it feel that way? If so, could you let go of wanting to reject or cut off from them back, or wanting to be one with them? Did you appear to reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate or one with that person? If so, could you let go of wanting to reject, cut off from them, or wanting to be one with them? And then could there only a feeling of there is no I or them? And could this be a decision for nothing or no one only? Okay, everybody. Thank you for being in the call. I've noticed every feedback in the chat. That's fine with me. As I just mentioned, I had a microphone check before the call, and we probably did not find out every issue that we should find out, but we are working on it. So if the sound wasn't as you would like to have it, I'm sorry for that. So the next, there's another event going, so I need to end the call in this moment. It's not my event. So thank you everybody for being in the call, and keep on releasing. Bye bye.